Two movies enter, one movie leaves as we watch both Roadhouses, the one you know and the one no one knows except on YouTube. All on today's There Can Be Only One.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Los Angeles, California, The Doors.
Welcome to There Can Be Only One, the podcast where we watch two movies with the same name that have nothing to do with each other and determine which one actually deserves to have that name. My host is this person that is talking right now. His name is Robert Rao, and joining me, as always,
Herman Omega Prime Davis.
Everybody else is left. You won the Hunger Games, Herman. Congratulations for sticking around.
So what did I win? Some rice or some shit like that?
You win unlimited supply to all the drinks in my fridge. All the ginger ale that you could ever want is sitting in there right now. I even bought some blueberry beer, and no one has touched that yet because I think everybody's soured on like strawberry beer that Abita has around here. And blueberry has that same, like, well, that's going to taste like a pina colada or something, like a fancy fruity drink for them.
No, I'm working my way to it.
For them non-guys, man.
I'm working my way to it. I mean, I have some Modelo in your refrigerator, so I'm like, just drinking that. But I see
also
it.
The red stripe's gone, right?
Yeah, that's weird. But no, I've been eyeing that blueberry for the last couple of weeks. I'm like, I'm going to get one of them.
Scientists, if you are aware of any experiment where you put in a whole bunch of weird beers in there and see who drinks it when it's free, I'm the perfect candidate. People come by, leave beer, and then it just sits there. I don't think it gets to the point where it skunks out, but it definitely gets bad. Now, I want to tell you something. My brother-in-law has mentioned that he has got a refrigerator full of beer, and he's been tempting me with this by saying, I'm coming over, delivering this beer, I'm going to drop it in there. And every time it's like, sorry, I can't make it by. So it's still sitting in there.
How long has
he
it been
can't
sitting
drink
now?
It. He does. I don't think he drinks, and my sister does, but she's pregnant, which means she doesn't drink right now.
Okay. how many months is she?
Oh, she's due in like August. So, it's
okay, the beer is not that old then.
I don't know how old it is, but it the promise has been for at least 2 weeks now, and it's still not here, so I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm going to try to be nice about the whole thing because it's not free. It's the same situation I have. This is completely off subject. I'm sorry if you only wanted to hear about Roadhouse today. It's not happening. I left I usually carry around a book with me when I do open mics, and when I went to Atlanta, I left one at one of the 10 different places I went to, and I just said, well, that's a casualty of war sort of thing. I'm not going to go back and look for it. Turns out a comic had been holding on to this for 7 months in his car, and he posted it on one of the Atlanta groups, and he said, hey, is this anybody? And I was like, hey, that's mine. Sweet. But that was 2 months ago.
Well, y'all have a message board for comics?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we don't tell you that stuff.
Really?
Shh. Don't worry. Nobody goes on it.
See, he said that
usually
so fast,
if you
want
to buy steaks.
I listen to these conversations, you know.
Right. They're meant for people that want to advertise either for upcoming shows, but it somehow goes into pyramid schemes where people, you know, like if you know,
I
like
made $2,000 at home.
Right, right. They'll also be like those people that try to sell you shoes, you know, like and tag 50 of your friends at the same time. It's never anything useful. I will post every week about our station open mic that happens on Wednesdays, but I'll only get like occasional responses to that. It's not. It's just a hey, I've been doing it. Might as well continue doing it. You know how that works. Where hey, I've been doing this for so long. It just feels like routine.
Yeah.
And the moment it goes away, it's like losing a foot, like in Misery.
Yeah,
like we were talking about.
Yeah.
It is Kathy Bates shoving it off of my foot. So this is now my new routine, watching two movies on Sunday with my best bud, Herman. We're going to be watching Roadhouse. He has mentioned he has seen one and not the other. I have done the same thing. I have seen this Patrick Swayze Roadhouse. Numerous amount of times. I own it. This was not a hard find for me to have. It's one of the first riff tracks that were created when Mike Nelson was creating his own company off of Mystery Science Theater 3000. He wanted to create the Bartender Trilogy, the three movies that he said that were they're perfect for like 80s bartender movies. He could only do two of them. The third one had problems, but go ahead and guess the other two.
Okay, I'm guessing one is Roadhouse.
All right, one is Roadhouse.
One is Cocktails.
Cocktails is another.
And the other bartender movie, I would guess, would be... No, that's not bartender. That's Pool. I was thinking Color of Money, but that's not really a Pool. No, I ain't going to get the third one.
Nope, I doubt it because he didn't get to do it. It's Coyote Ugly was the
that's
third
an 80s
one.
Film?
It's not 80s, but it has that same vibe of a storytell of Piper Perabo and her father, John Goodman, trying to go out to the mean world of, what was it, New York or Chicago, probably?
Let me guess, a certain company that's mascot got like mouse ears probably say, no, motherfucker, you ain't fucking with this.
Well, the thing is, he's got all the freedom in the world because all he does is he sells you the MP3 file. So he can do it on any movie he feels like it. And that meant like all the Star Wars, all the Harry Potters. He's done all the Lord of the Rings. But the problem is, there's no definitive copy of Coyote Ugly. That's the weirdest reason. The version they sell and the version that's available on Netflix are two different versions. Hmm. So if they sell you the MP3 file, you can't sync it up to what's going on the screen. You can't buy the Netflix version, and he doesn't expect anybody to actually buy these things. Even though I have, as a loyal Riff Tracks follower, bought every DVD that he has made fun of and had my own copy. That means I have a copy of Crossroads. When we did the Crossroads one, that was my copy. I have a copy of Glitter for the same reason. And lo and behold, I had copies of all the Lord of the Rings. How did that happen? But yeah, whenever this first started, I had a belief, and I still have this belief to this day, that I need to have the copy of the movie on me because I have the money and I want to support these people. And the only way you can do it is by buying a copy. Of course, buying a used copy doesn't support them. So it only supports the FYE for some reason that still exists around here. I think I'm solely supporting our own FYE.
Yeah, I caught myself trying to go in there one day, and like for some reason, I just could not make it past the front door.
If you need a good white elephant gift, FYE is the perfect place. I have found the most ridiculous items at an FYE that I've used as like stupid prizes. I have found an Entourage mug. I have found Avengers perfume. Hulkamania socks. Like, these aren't even movie related, a lot of these. They're just, and all this has been under $5. Like an Elsa wig.
Hulkamania from Frozen. It's kind of movie related. I mean, he's in a lot of movies.
Yeah. He's in No Holds Barred, sure. Yeah. He's in Santa with Muscles. That happened.
Yeah.
What's the one where he lived with
Mr. Nanny?
Is it Mr. Nanny? Is that the one where he was a bounty hunter and he lived with
Suburban Commando?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember Christopher Lloyd's name for the longest time while coming up with that. But so when I was looking at movies that I enjoy and seeing if there is another version of it, one of them that I noticed was Roadhouse. And the only other version is a 1948 crime drama that does have a better IMDb score. Mm-hmm. It is not an easy one to find, except it is available on YouTube with Greek subtitles.
Looking... Because, you know, like, I'm really going in this one blind. I tried to get, like, a little background on some of the movies we watched so I could, like, talk about it a little bit. And, like, I just went to IMDb and look at the cast. And, like, I have never heard of none of these people. I'm going to mispronounce some names, which, if you know me, that's something I do. Ida Lupino. Cornell Wilde.
Ida Lupino.
See, I just told
Cornell you. Cornell Wilde. Celeste Holm.
Richard Widmark.
E. McDonald. I mean, these people have IMDb pictures on here, so it isn't like they're...
Whitey. Well, you know, I haven't been a classic movie guy. Like, I love movies. I have so much media available to me today that it's kind of hard for me to go back and watch these so-called classic, past like 1970s I probably haven't seen. So... I haven't heard these names, but I know that back in the day, these guys was like, you know.
Well, someone took the time to actually upload this on YouTube. So I have no problem. At YouTube, there's a lot of movies that you can find, full movies on YouTube. There's even a subreddit where you can look this up. But a lot of those movies usually aren't in some sort of dispute. Like, there isn't a huge major studio that owns the rights to these. But it's a way to find smaller, harder films to look for. On the full format. Ever since YouTube took down the 10 minutes max, I think it's now 10 hours max that you can put something on there. Okay. You just find some cool stuff on there. And even the a couple of the ones that we've seen so far, there are full versions of it. We could have seen a full version of the Zombie Sheep, Black Sheep on there. I just didn't like the cut that they were showing on there. And I found it at FYE. My new favorite place to shop.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go in there one day. I really am, since you talk about it so much. You might bring us some business.
Yeah, you're in the wrong spots. You need to branch out into that ether that exists. There are still Entourage mugs. I bought that 2 years ago.
Entourage mugs?
Yes. There are 10, at least 10 that you can buy for $2. They're there, and you can buy them, but nobody does. But me, mm-hmm. I bought two of them so far, and they think that as long as they keep them out there, somebody's going to buy them. This is real estate space that they can't fill with anything else right now, but they should, because it's not going to make them any money, because who's going to buy that shit? Nobody.
Well, that's not the way retail works. They really, since they already spent money on the product, it's theirs. So it doesn't matter. It's like if you buy property, which you has.
I just figured to go to a Big Lots by now.
You're going to hold on to it, though, because it's eventually going to sell. You know, regardless, it's going to sell eventually.
Yeah.
You know,
when people forget that I've given it away as a prize already.
And where they probably bought it for $2. They probably bought the mug for 50 cents. You know, so
it was $1.44, dude. It was no way that they're making money off this thing.
They probably, I'm telling you, they probably made about 10 cents. I mean, 10 cents is 10 cents. You know. I mean,
I am fully aware if you try to sell them some of your DVDs, they will give you jack shit for them. I do know that. Same thing with their CD, any sort of media disc that you have available. If you even have like a high definition DVD or whatever, like not even the Blu-ray version, they'll buy it, because somebody will also do the same thing. There are maybe two or three places in town where you can buy used stuff, and FYE is the best of that, just because it does have a wide array of selections. I'm actually kind of intimidated to go into that place off of Government. The one that used to be right next to the Broadmoor Theater, they moved that whole location. Mm-hmm. Since the Broadmoor Theater, a local theater in town, has been destroyed, the place that was a parasiting on this thing got moved to Government near South Foster, that area. There is a... yeah. And I went in there once and almost wanted to walk right back out, because it's not very well organized.
You talking about the Exchange?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that run by some people we know?
Yes, it is. And I was still intimidated, and I was like, no, thank you. I do not need to be in here.
I actually, I know you're talking about, because when you mentioned to me 2 weeks ago, I actually, you know, drive for a living, so I passed by it.
Uh-huh.
And she was sitting outside. I was like, oh, that's the place he was talking about. Okay. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. And if you ever go by there, I feel free to go in and not realize what exactly they have. There is some organization to it. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what it is. And I prefer never to go in there again. FYE at least feels open and comforting, and it's right next to the interstate, so if I need to leave immediately.
They probably want you to talk to them, you know, like have a conversation with them, so that they go, hey, do y'all have this? Yeah, we got this. We also got this, and she liked it. But
Herman, FYE, I don't make eye contact with people. Well, jeez, what are you talking about?
FYE just wants you like, hey, man, why are you talking to me? You see the signs, huh? It's in alphabetical order. Go, bye. Get away from me.
Fair enough. All right, so what we're going to do, I don't even know if there is a commercial or a preview for Roadhouse. It may just be a clip, the 1948 version. So we may just include my favorite scene from Patrick Swayze's Roadhouse. There, if you did not know, the guy that voices Starscream and Cobra Commander is in this movie. He doesn't do a lot of he does a lot of voiceover work. He doesn't do any where he's the actor.
In what movie?
In Roadhouse. He's in Roadhouse.
Okay, we got a differentiate. 48 Roadhouse? Or...
No. Yeah, okay. There's 48 Roadhouse and Swayze Roadhouse. I don't know anybody in 48 Roadhouse, okay?
No,
I'm talking about the one I've seen 50 times, Patrick Swayze Roadhouse.
No, because, I mean, Orson Welles was the voice of Unicron.
Right.
And, you know, so, I mean, it's not far-fetched that these old actors was actually voices of Transformers. Lena Nimoy was the voice of... Megatron and Galvatron.
You made your point, Herman. Okay. I'm fully aware.
Well, you know, you brought up Transformers, so you know I got to elaborate on my knowledge of Transformers. Right.
This dude has been a voice actor for other things, but the one he's mainly known for is Cobra Commander and Starscream. He doesn't sound anything like that in real life,
uh-huh.
And I'll be surprised if you can actually point who he is in the movie, except I am going to tell you the scene. I'm going to tell you the scene that happens. He has a wife, and he's offering his wife up to somebody else in the bar. I believe it's like to feel her breasts. Well, he does feel her breasts, but I don't think that it was like $20 to, hey, you want to give my wife a kiss sort of thing. And he's like, well, okay. And then and he's like feeling her up, and then he goes, well, what's wrong? He's like, I don't know, I don't have $20. And he punches him in the face, and then a fight happens, you know. So it's a dumb, ridiculous scene, but it involves Starscream. So if any of you ever like want to point this out to your kids, for some reason you want to show Roadhouse to your kids, which you should not. then you can find so anyway, we're gonna watch 48-1 and then come back with our thoughts if it has anything to do with the movie, like the name Roadhouse or not. That is, we'll determine it, but we'll be back in a few minutes.
Ever seen a better pair of attitudes? Fine, ain't they? Tell you what, for $20 you can kiss them. Are you kidding? Get a kiss here and now. Go ahead. Do it. Go on. Come on. Come on. Get a kiss. Go ahead. Yeah. Hey, buddy, what are you doing? Are you going to kiss him or not? I can't. What do you mean you can't? I ain't got $20.
Yeah, that, you see this pile of junk I have over here. I ordered a ton of stuff for the next Rip Trap. I mean,
did a drone drop it
off? Spoof night. I wish. That would have been awesome. I did have to sign for one of them.
Okay.
I didn't expect to sign it, but it was. I got a new phone, so that they were very specific about me having to sign up. Hey! Welcome back, campers. We're back. After watching the 1948 classic Roadhouse. Now, this one is probably very unfamiliar to you, and I'm not even sure if the description is useful. So we're going to do something very unprecedented. We're actually going to break this down and explain the entire movie.
Yes.
And hopefully this will get people interested in seeing it. Who knows? So you have a small town anywhere USA. Where this one dude owns a all-purpose entertainment shop. It's not even a bar. It had like all sorts of other fun activities to make you think about how make you not think about how boring your job was. There was a bowling alley. There was entertainment and of course plenty of drinking.
A lounge.
So yeah. This dude Jeffy, the guy that owns the place, his name's Jefferson Thomas, but everybody called him Jeffy. He goes from town to town to find scout new talent. And the guy that actually runs the bar, Paul, is a lifelong friend of his, and Paul is usually having to make excuses for Jeffy's horrible mistakes because he's rich, he inherited the bar, but he's also his best friend, so he tries to back up for him. So he goes out and he hires this lounge singer named Lily from a bigger town and says that they are going to pay her a whole $250 a week,
wow,
which is a lot of money.
She got it on Easy Street.
And Paulie says, this ain't happening, until they hear it. It was almost like everybody in the room does a double take. We're like, oh, wow, she is really good. She's going to make us tons of money, and everybody's going to be happy, right? End of story. Credits roll, everything. Nope, absolutely not, because Jeffy hired her for other reasons. He wanted to marry her to the point where he goes out and gets a marriage license without even telling her, because he called dibs.
No, not only... The way he proposed to her, he called her up on the phone and said, hey.
Sub girl.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I tell you what, let's go ahead and get married. I got the marriage certificate in my pocket.
Right.
And like, wow. All I could say was, wow. Like, that's how it went down? Like,
yeah, sometimes it did, man. If she's reaching a certain age, man, she's got to get hitched off. That's the way it works back in those days. They didn't expect to live very long, man. You got to start... spitting out those kids.
Well, with all that smoking, I mean, this is a singer. Her job, her career that she do for life is sing. And all she did was smoke. And at one point, she is singing.
Yeah.
And she got a cigarette literally 5 inches from her face.
Yeah.
And the smoke is just wafting into her you know, her nose and everything. But like a trooper, she didn't cough.
If you have bronchitis, do not watch this movie. It'll just make you want to cough the whole time. So Jeffy has eyes on her, but unfortunately for her, poor Lily, she has eyes on Polly. Mm. And they even, like, you could tell that he was...
All right, you've been saying this. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I thought I was going to be able to correct you. It's Pete.
It's Pete?
Yeah.
Well, they know. His name's Polly. All right, fine. His name's fucking Pete. Whatever. Okay. He's not Jeffy.
Okay.
Lily's the girl in this situation. You have the two best friends. And so you have... Pete,
Yes.
Who's sir. In? Who you may know as Polly, audience, and as I know as Polly, he falls for everything. Like, I need to learn how to bowl, and turns out she really knows how to bowl. Oh, I don't know how to swim. Oh, she's a really good swimmer, and boy, does she look good in a swimsuit. That sort of stuff. Like, she is seducing Pete. There is no ifs, ands, or buts behind this. Juicy. She had eyes for Pete that entire time, but Pete's not. He decides he's going to run off with her. And because they can't be in this town anymore. Turns out someone stole money from the till, though.
They're, what?
Yeah, $2,600. That's a lot of money.
If they would have had a good bouncer, maybe it would never happen.
That's true. Somebody who could handle the business.
Yeah.
Wait until you find out like his asking prices for Roadhouse. But so eventually what happens, he gets into court. They find him guilty. They find Pete guilty for this whole thing. Pete's going to go to jail for a long time. But Jeffy's like, oh, but he's my best friend. He goes and tells the judge, he's my best friend. How about he works off all this debt to me and he doesn't go to jail? And the judge is like, all right.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's a judge. Even forget the fact that indentured servitude has been outlawed for years. He basically, that's what he's sentenced to. He come out, okay, you've been found guilty of grand larceny. The penalty for that is no less than 2 years, no more than 10 years in the state penitentiary. But I tell you what, your friend that you stole money from said, hey, that'll come work it off for me. So I'm going to send you the 2 years of probation.
You can't see it now, but Herman is in a character right now. Yes, he is. He actually sat up in his chair, and he's like, he's swinging a gavel around.
That's how the judge was. Yeah, I'm going to send him 2 years. I mean, I'm a judge. I know the law, but I'm going to go ahead and break the law to basically sentence you to slavery. And, you know, and if he say anything, if you do anything wrong, you're going to jail for 10 years now.
Right.
Like, what?
Jeffy decides he's going to use this as an opportunity to hold this over his head the entire time. And events play out as you probably would expect. But the one thing that threw me is usually in film noirs, if somebody has killed someone, they make a point of showing that that person's going to jail. That's one thing that they usually, because they want to show the crime doesn't pay. That's a very big deal in these things. They don't want to make it to where the bad guys win, or if somebody committed a crime, they got away with it.
It was obvious the way that this film ended was it was self-defense. It was obvious.
I didn't say what happened.
Yeah.
I'm just saying something happens. Okay.
But the way that.
Whatever. He still could go. There very well could be jail time tied to this, but they didn't do a denouement after this by saying, hey, guess what? We're going to show the trial, and either you guys got off or you didn't get off. So they just immediately ended it and said, the end, and that was it. So the whole place was at a place called the Roadhouse. I'm guessing Jefferson T's Roadhouse. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, in the movie, he inherited from his daddy.
Right. So you have... you have the name of the place called Roadhouse, so that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And Herman has already come up with a new title that's never been used before, The Love Story.
Yes, I
never
heard
that before. To be used on this particular movie. This is the definitive love story that everybody should see.
Yeah.
I really think it should be called some sort of all-purpose fun shop. That's what it should be called.
What, quarters?
Yeah, it should be quarters. Not, yeah.
Instead of Dave and Buster's, Pete and Jeffy's.
Yeah, Pete and Jeffy's fight over Lily.
Yeah.
That's, all right, but nevertheless, it does show some similarities to what Roadhouse will hopefully be, at least as far as I remember.
There was an actual
fight that occurred, mm-hmm. and there is a love triangle that occurs in this movie, so we get to see all that take place. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I just thought it was a pretty solid movie. Easy to follow, easy to handle. There's a lot of old timiness. Like whenever they bowl, they had a pin junkie or whatever you call that
pin
dude.
Man.
Pin dude, some guy behind the pins that set up everything and would hand you the ball back, like he would roll the ball back for you.
He'd tell you, like, hey, you're feeling kind of bad today. I see you rolling nothing but gutter balls, huh? What's wrong with your game today, huh? Yeah, you know, and that kind of voice, too.
Right. And they also had, like, bartenders and anything else set up. They never really gave the town. It just meant you to say, like, not a lot goes on in this town. And it also only had one hotel that you stayed at as well. So it's not a... It's not a bustling metropolis that you are normally dealing with in these movies. This is supposed to be any town USA that is dealing with a actual entertainer that maybe is trying to hide from her past, but they don't go into that detail at all. Who cares?
True.
All they care about is let's get this murder thing going. Yeah. So it's a love triangle. It definitely is.
And like we don't really recommend movies or give, you know, reviews and stuff, but I do say like if it's worth watching. It's worth watching.
It's on YouTube. It's free. It's got Greek subtitles. You can learn Greek letters while this is going on. Mm-hmm. So when they say no, you see no right there. Yes, yes. You know what Jeffy is now?
Yes.
Assuming they actually call him that instead of messed up dude or whatever, which occasionally happens when you translate something. They don't bother to give you a full name if there is no such thing as that in their language. So if Greek doesn't have Jeffy somewhere, then they might just call him something else. Stupid American man.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
That might be a good one. So now that we've seen this one, we have the first Roadhouse. Now we get to deal with the Patrick Swayze Roadhouse.
Roadhouse,
the one that has developed a cult following because it is a 80s film that makes the 80s look too fun.
Yes, it does. It does.
For those of you that have not seen that one, I have seen it enough to tell you exactly what happens. Patrick Swayze is a bouncer or a cooler for hire that goes from town to town, making bars better for all the patrons out there. And there's this one bar owner that has his eyes set on Patrick Swayze right at the beginning and says, "Hey, man, I need you as my cooler." And he says, "Okay." And unfortunately, he gets himself way too embedded into the local politics. So we are also dealing with another small town in this movie, and we're dealing with Patrick Swayze being the coolest dude there, and there's another dude there. He thinks he's the coolest, so they butt heads, and there's your movie.
It's kind of funny saying that term cooler, because anytime I hear cooler, I automatically think about the William H. Macy, Alec Baldwin movie that Alec Baldwin actually finally won the Oscar for that damn movie. And I thought William Macy got screwed, but that's what I think about cooler. But
is that what he won an Oscar for cooler?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
There was only another way to find out if that was true.
No, you can't find out.
Nope, guess
there's
not.
There's no way, no. There's no other way to find out.
All right.
But when I seen Roadhouse one time, and it was so funny to me because I thought I was talking about one thing, but my ex-wife, she actually like a big fan of it, and she said, "No, it's kind of like out there." I said, "What you mean?" She said, "Well, you know, they actually fucked on the roof of the house."
Yep.
I'm like, "Wait," I said, "Y'all," and like I said, "Wait, y'all watched this when y'all was kids?" He's like, "Yeah." So,
also look out for some other appearances. Sam Elliott has said this is the film he gets most recognized for. This is the guy who does the beef ads, and he was in Tombstone.
Mask. That's what I recognize him from.
Jesus, really, Mask?
Yes, Mask.
On with a family. Okay, I'm looking up Sam Elliott right now and seeing what the top four are because that.
I bet Mask is number one.
Oh, I doubt it.
I'm telling you, Mask got to be number one. But Sam, he also had a good character to me in the movie The Contender when president was picking a vice president and he wanted a woman and, you know.
Well, Roadhouse is not in the top four, and this might surprise you, neither is Mask.
What? What's in the top four?
Hulk?
Oh, shit.
The first Hulk. Up in the Air. He was in that for maybe a minute or two.
I don't even remember that.
Tombstone.
Okay.
And We Were Soldiers.
Wow. The only other movie I really remember out there is Tombstone. Up in the Air, I watched like the first 20 minutes and kind of got tuned out of it. So I didn't really finish watching it.
Yeah, and those aren't the movies. He's known for Roadhouse. And not Mask. Mask nonsense.
What you talking about, man? He was the cool biker dude, you know?
There's also some other guest appearances. It has Jeff Healey from the Jeff Healey Band. He is a blind guitarist that plays a normal guitar like a slide guitar. But the way he holds it on his lap like a slide guitar, but he does not. And there's also a brief appearance by Keith David. I don't know if it's one of his first movies, but he's one of those dudes that pops up and you're like, "Ah, there's a guy." So another voice actor that appears in this movie besides Starscream. So we have Keith David and Starscream are in this movie.
Starscream and Hutch.
And, of course, the bad guy is played by Ben Gazzara. If you like that dude, he was the porn entrepreneur guy from The Big Lebowski. He's been in other things, but that's the first one that comes to my head.
I mean, in this movie also, I mean, we're going to watch it, but if you haven't seen, this movie got one of the best, like, did this motherfucker just say that? Like, lines ever to
me. Yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah. Yes, yes, there is a guy in there that says, I used to fuck guys like you in prison. And it's just passed off as nonchalant because it's not the big thing that happens. Like, 2 minutes later, or not even 2 minutes, 15 seconds later, Patrick Swayze grabs himself a nice, thick clump of neck meat and just rips and rips that sucker's neck open. So you completely forget about the line about fucking dudes like prison.
I'm sorry, I didn't forget about the line. I'm like sitting there watching. I'm like, okay. I'm like, at first I was against watching the first time I watched it because I was like, fucking, you know,
why glorify a bar?
Yeah. So like, I'm watching. I'm like, it's actually a pretty good movie. Then the motherfucker say, I used to fuck guys like you in prison. I'm like, wait, he said he used to,
all right?
I'm like,
he doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't, like, go to prison and pick somebody out and say, you.
I'm like, back up. And, like, this is a time when, like, actually, like, the time I watched it, his eyes already been on TV. So, you know, they already been prison, you know.
So they probably changed it a little bit for a TV version.
But I was like, this came out in the 80s? I'm like, shit.
I used to hug guys like you in prison.
Yeah.
That's how it would be on TV.
I could see that. I could see that.
I used to room with guys like you in prison. I don't know. We can come up with some other ones. I'm sure there's the actual edited version. It's not as good as any of the Coen brothers. If you are familiar with, like, the Big Lebowski, they edit their own movies for television. And there's a scene where Walter goes around with a huge crowbar to a car yelling, this is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass. And he says it a lot. And the edited version is, this is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps.
Wait, which Coen Brothers movies this was?
Big Lebowski.
Okay, yeah.
So they edit their own stuff. Okay. All right, so we're going to go watch Roadhouse. There definitely is a preview for Roadhouse, so you're going to hear that. And then we'll be right back. Stick around.
Patrick Swayze is
Dalton.
I thought you'd be bigger.
Opinions vary.
When he's around, anything can happen.
How's a guy like you end up a bouncer?
Just lucky, I guess.
And usually does.
If somebody gets in your face, I want you to be nice.
Don't be rude.
Ask him to walk, but be nice.
Help this gentleman to the door.
Until it's time to not be nice.
So says the fighting philosopher.
He may be hard to handle.
I keep talking, you're gonna go off thinking I'm a nice guy.
I know you're not a nice guy.
But he's easy to like.
What's the matter, Dalton? Don't you like women?
Were they naked? Ish?
Why would they have on clothes, you know?
Oh, and as we watch the frolicking of the people of the Roadhouse, we are now turning it back on to get the thoughts of one Herman Davis, who has never seen this movie before except once in passing and completely forgot about everything that happens in the movie.
Yeah, that's what I do. I forget.
He is you guys. He is the public. He is what everybody is listening on. So if you're not familiar with Roadhouse, it's very simple. I think we kind of described it a little bit. It turns from what looks like to be a very Buddhist-like level of thinking when it comes to dealing with people to just an all-out kill fest by the end of the movie. So he becomes someone whose mantra is be nice, and enough happens to Dalton that he decides that he must kill every last person in that room.
Because he actually have a degree in philosophy.
He does. from NYC, according to the movie, of course. So there's plenty of great action that happens in the movie. There's plenty of nudity. This is a typical 80s action film. But is it the 80s action film? What is your 80s action film?
Commando.
Commando. Mine is Tango and Cash. I don't think there's any better than Tango and Cash.
Okay, oh, no. Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's fine too.
I still watch that from downtime, but this movie was
now hysterical. Now, the one thing I did notice for it being called Roadhouse, it didn't take place in a place called Roadhouse. It was called the Double Deuce,
yes.
Or as Sam Elliott put it, the Double Douche. So, classic comedy there, Sam Elliott.
So if you want to get to the premise of this podcast.
Oh, no, no. Well, we'll get to it.
Okay.
I want to find out your opinions of these two movies because 1948 Roadhouse, actually has a higher IMDb rating. Do you think it's a better movie than the Patrick Swayze Roadhouse?
Yes, it is. Barely.
It beats it.
I mean, Patrick Swayze's Roadhouse is pretty good. Don't get me wrong. But all in all, I'd say the 48 Roadhouse.
But would it be one you'd watch again? I think this applies. Would you sit down and watch the film noir from 1948 over the Patrick Swayze one?
Yes, I will watch it because I will put the 48 Roadhouse on because I have a chick over. And, you know, I'll be trying to show her my sophisticated
side. What
are
you talking about? You got Patrick Swayze. How is that when you have a chick over?
Okay, that's, first of all,
dude, she's going to see Patrick Swayze with his butt hanging out?
No, yeah, there you go. I mean, I can't approve of that. Like, he had a fucking 12-pack. I only got a keg, all
right? Right.
I can't compete with that shit.
And ladies, you can tap that keg whenever you want.
Yes, by all means. Man, I could cook, so, you know.
And he has access to YouTube, and we'll be able to show you the Roadhouse from 1948.
Yes.
I think the only thing that holds it back from the 1948 Roadhouse actually taking the title is that there is a sequel to this Roadhouse that came direct to DVD that has nothing, you know, like it doesn't have Patrick Swayze. I don't think it has anything really to do with the original one. They're remaking it with Ronda Rousey.
Well,
of course.
They said the second one was supposed to be Dalton's son.
Nothing to do with the first Roadhouse.
Other than sperm.
Was Tigger in there? No, he was not in there.
He's still running away from polar bears.
Yeah, he runs away from polar bears. He started the Ice Age.
Yeah.
All by himself. So I think on a film that I would watch again, I think the Patrick Swayze Roadhouse wins. But yes, the 1948 Roadhouse is a better movie. It is a quality film noir. It's very easy to watch. And not a lot of people know about it. I definitely would tell more people about the 1948 Roadhouse over Patrick Swayze's Roadhouse because everybody knows that one.
I think, like, when I brought this up to people to come and, like, do a podcast with us and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They was like, 48 Roadhouse? No. Because they never heard of it, you know, so they was like.
That is a spot-on Hatfield impression if I have ever heard one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
So I think, like, sometimes it's good to dig into so-called the crates and bring back a blast from a past.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these movies from the classic era is actually pretty good. Storytelling is good. I mean, yeah, cinematography ain't worth shit because it's 1948. But, I mean, the 48 Roadhouse had all the qualities. It had a good storyline, betrayal, secrecies, a court case. It basically covered a lot of shit.
According to IMDb, the 48 Roadhouse is a 7.3. Patrick Swayze's 6.4.
Damn.
A full 0.9 points lower.
Damn.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
But yes, it is a better movie. It does have less people that reviewed it. It only had 1,400, as opposed to Roadhouse's 41,000 that reviewed that one. So at least we know more people are familiar with it. And I think on that alone, that the Patrick Swayze Roadhouse has to keep the name. And that I know. Because the only other name I would give it would be The Cooler, and there's already a movie called The Cooler, as you have pointed out.
Roundhouse.
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 Because he's got the one move that got him shot in the arm.
Okay, how about Throat Rip? The
throat Ripper?
Yeah. The Throat Ripper.
That's coming. That's a spoiler, man.
A Throat Ripper.
Be Nice would be a better one.
Be nice. Ass for days. No ass at all.
Right.
I know they say she had nice ass, but she really didn't have no ass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what.
Well, that was the 80s, man.
Okay.
You didn't want people with asses back then. Uh-huh. It was important to make sure that they could fit through, like, a jail cell. Like, if you needed someone to help you escape. They needed the T-1000 through it, and the only way they can do that is by having a very small ass.
Okay, well.
See, you don't know enough about these things.
Even though I was born
nobody
in
paid attention. I don't think until Sir Mix-a-Lot came along that most people in Hollywood cared about people's asses. After that point, I think it was a,
can't not lie.
You can't. I think Jennifer Lopez owes her entire career to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
This is me going out on a limb here.
Yeah, I could see that.
All right.
Kim Kardashian, too.
All right. Well, She did a lot more. I'm going to say, for being a slut, she did a lot more to get her face out there.
Her best asset is her ass.
Okay.
All right.
All right, fine.
What other qualities Kim Kardashian has?
She's got a tape that shows you all her qualities. I don't know what you're talking about.
Her ass.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Let me start talking about
all right, so we're saying 48 Roadhouse, but you're making an argument for the 89 Roadhouse. I've got a great title for the 48 Roadhouse.
Okay.
If it's all Greek to me.
Because of the subtitles.
Yeah, and it's the only way you can watch it. It's all Greek to me.
You don't think they got a disc out there? Like they going to sell a DVD for like a dollar? You know, you buy...
All right, fine. 10 DVDs I'll look that shit
up. From 1948 for a dollar or something, you know. And while he's looking it up, here's an interesting fact. Because of this movie, we probably was robbed of seeing Patrick Swayze in another classic movie because he got injured during Roadhouse. He had to turn down the role of the hero in Predator 2, which went to, what's that dude name who always say I'm too old for this shit? Lou Gossett Jr.
Lou Gossett Jr.
Yeah. No, shit. The other black guy. And fuck it. Damn. I can't believe I know his name. They all look alike to me.
You can buy the DVD for $13.46 off of Amazon.
$13.46?
Yeah, it is. It actually costs a little bit of money, and there's only three left in stock, so you better order soon.
And the name
it is through the Prime.
The name was Danny Glover, too, also, by the way. All right.
Yeah, we knew.
All right, I'll just
if people were trying to tell you through their laptops, then it might be a bit too late. But yes, it was Danny Glover. We talked about it before. How did you forget about it, man?
I don't know.
All right,
I forgot about Roadhouse, and I just watched that. Like, I just watched it like 12 years ago, and I already forgot about Roadhouse. So
no, that's fine. I'm willing to concede that yes, the 48 Roadhouse is the better movie, but. It needs a new title. I'm going with All Greek to Me over your Throat Ripper, which is
throat
what... Ripper. Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze, you will continue to still be called Roadhouse. That is perfectly fine by me.
I guess it's more relevant. Yeah, I'm cool with that choice.
But we see dozens and dozens of other movies that we could possibly review. If you want to tell us what movies... You know, to review, or if you want to join us, geez, we've got plenty of room on the couch. I've got plenty of strawberries and hummus to give to anybody that wants it. If you want to come by, that's perfectly fine. Contact me, Robert Rao, on Facebook, or find me through the interwebs in any way that you can. You can contact Herman Omega Prime Davis, who is also available on Twitter at
Herman Omega Prime Davis.
Yep. Awesome.
Or better yet, go to Facebook, Herman Omega Prime Davis. If you try to friend me or send me, just make sure you put down. There only could be one podcast. Did I say that right this time? Because I've been fucking
there can
up
be only one. Stick the two oohs at the end.
Because, you know, I'm very selective of people I add on Facebook. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, sorry, chatbots that are women trying to show. Herman does not like seeing naked women. Stop trying to give you pictures for him. He is a man that is embarrassed by the naked form. Sorry.
I'm also on Instagram under Omega Prime 79.
Ooh, he's all set up.
Yeah, I'm 10 better than 69.
Yeah. It's probably when he was born. I'm not going to lie. I think he might be lying about that 69 thing.
Yeah.
All right,
hey,
so.
Robert, what's the square root of 69?
Is there a square root?
Yeah.
There's 60. There's 64. What's the square root of 69?
Eight something.
Hey, okay. what's up? Of course, you can see me with the family dinner at the Manship any Sunday at 3 p.m. if you want to come practice with us. Also, if you want to see, try open mic for the first time or anytime, there is the station on Wednesdays, 8:30. 5 minutes for anybody that wants to do this. Or check out all of the sister podcasts over at The Red Shtick. There are plenty of other ones to choose from, like The Red Shtick Podcast or our friends at Dork, who we will hopefully have on one day. No guarantees. It depends if they're willing to waste 5 hours like we are. So, for another one of these podcasts, I have been Robert Rao.
I've been I messed up my name. Herman Omega Prime.
Your name is Danny Glover.
Yeah. I'm just having a day today, man.
Good night, everybody.
Keep your eye on the road you hand upon the wheel.
Well, Misery's supposed to be based on his addiction to cocaine. Like, that's what they said that was the whole thing. Like, that was what it was about. Like, he had to get off that hook because it was preventing him from doing other things.
So you mean nobody...
It was symbolism. Nobody actually ran him over and put him in a...
And nobody broke his knees and stuff, you know?
Oh, man, they didn't break him in the book. They, like, she sawed him off. Like, they were gone.
That's just foreplay.
Right. Oh, yeah. Just to work your way up?
Yeah, you know, that's just, you know.
No, it was bad enough in the movies. Like, I can't watch the scene where she takes a sledgehammer to those, both the feet, and she bends them over. Because it does a crack, and it just kind of stays there, and he doesn't do anything. Like, he's not, like, when I stub my toe, I'm moving around like I'm a solid gold dancer. Oh. Like, and this guy busts his knee, and it's just standing perfectly still. And that bothers me every time.
Trust me, with stubbing toes, I had this ex-girlfriend. She used to not make fun of me, but she also be laughing at me because I refuse to walk around barefooted.
Right.
Because if I stub my fucking toe, that's like, I've been paying for 10 minutes.
It sucks.
Big-ass toe, man.
And for some reason, the only way to fix it is by running around and going, trying to rub it.
No.
It's like, stop being hurt.
No, I actually stubbed my toe one time with her, and I literally, like, just hit the floor with this hole in my foot, like, like Peter Griffin when he got hit in his knee.
That thing?
Yeah.
All right. All right, that's enough filler. I think, yeah. Mm-hmm.